Welcome to the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update. Dairyland Transportation of Richland Center knows what it takes to meet the needs of customers in a fast-paced world. It's similar to the commitment high school athletes make. Dairyland Transportation is proud to salute all high school athletes with the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update.
The Richland Center Ithaca cross country team is getting into the stretch drive now with some very important weeks coming up. This week I talked to the head coach, Eric Mindum.
Eric, looked like a nice meet at Fenimore. How did it go for the team?
Yeah, we had a great performance Saturday. Tough course, probably the toughest we'll run all season. But the kids responded really well and handled it, and they came and they performed well.
When you look at the times, they looked again pretty healthy. Was that the case?
Yeah, we thought so. We only had one runner on the high school teams run a personal best, but several not far behind their personal best times. But very competitive, beating teams that we would have expected to. It's a challenging race because they're smaller heats, so you don't generally have those external markers that you're accustomed to, whether it's a teammate, a competitor from another school. So we had a lot of kids kind of running on their own, and you have to stay tough mentally when you do that, and I thought they did a really good job of just that.
When is your next meet coming up then again, Coach?
Yeah, so we early morning bus ride to Platteville this weekend. It's our last large meet before we have our conference and our sectionals race, so a number of ranked teams will be there. It'll be a great test for us to see where we are heading into the last couple races.
When you look at teams that you're going to be facing here in the next couple of weeks, it's all kind of a prerequisite for the postseason right around the corner, isn't it?
It is. Our girls teams made some progress in the conference here. We were able to get River Valley over the weekend. It's been some competitive races with them all year, and they've had the upper hand, so we were able to beat them Saturday on the girls' side, and so we're looking to try to see if we can compete with Platteville and Dodge Point there. For the boys' team, Dodgeville, Mineral Point's been nipping at their heels all season long. It's been a really good race there, and we'll get to see them one more time before conference here this weekend. And we've traded blows with Monroe. We beat them earlier in the year, and they beat us the last time we saw them. So looking forward to racing them one more time yet.
A lot of times at this point, you're just trying to get to, just take a shave a second off here and there, and how tough is that to do?
It can be really tough, and, this time of year, injuries can stack up, sickness going around, plenty of distractions, so it's really about getting focused, getting healthy, and doing those little things in practice throughout the week, pushing the pace a little bit so you can shave those few seconds, because that's really the difference. It really does come down to seconds here and there.
The coach of the Richland Center Ithaca Cross Country Hornets, that was Eric Mindum on the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update. Our weekly check of high school football with Travis Wilson of Bound, Wisconsin is next.
KJ Cold Storage is a warehouse that is locally owned and operated, located in southwest Wisconsin, and is ready to take in and store products in need of refrigeration. KJ Cold Storage is committed to providing a safe, sanitary, and secure storage space. The 50,000-square-foot refrigerated facility features 7,680 pallet positions ready to fill and three loading docks to keep drivers moving. Call 739-5085. KJ Cold Storage, all your needs for cold storage.
Travis Wilson from Bound, Wisconsin is our guest here, the seventh week of the season. And Travis, it feels like, maybe the scrimmage week or something, as warm as it is.
Yeah, no kidding. We had a great run of weather last year, and we're on a great run of weather this year again. We can certainly take it a few degrees cooler, but I don't know. I'd rather have this than 40 degrees or 45 and rainy or something like that. But it's certainly not what we're used to at this time of year.
Yeah, you're right. I'll take the warm weather because probably by the ninth week it will have changed to that. So we'll see. So how is the Reedsburg Beavers, how are they doing lately?
Well, we just scored a dominating win over our rival Baraboo last week. A big one this week, though. Take on La Crosse Logan, team that beat in kind of a wild game last year, recovered an onside kick in the last minute of the game, went down and kicked a game-winning field goal. Logan's coming off two straight losses, but a very, very good football team. Their quarterback and running back are outstanding, and going to be a tough test this week.
Well, let's talk about some of the top games in the area that you're going to be looking forward to seeing the results or maybe watching them later. What would your top pick be?
Well, if we're looking in southwest Wisconsin, there's a couple of really interesting games. Down in the Six Rivers Conference, You've got Potosi Castro, who's unbeaten, the second-ranked team in Division 7 in our Bound Wisconsin D7 coaches poll. They're traveling to Wazika Steuben Seneca. And, you know, Wazika Steuben Seneca coming over to the Six Rivers a couple years ago from the old Ridgeon Valley. You know, we weren't sure how they were going to fit in, but they've looked pretty good. Last week they suffered their first loss of the season. It was a close one in an afternoon game against Blackhawk Warren. It was 14-7, and Blackhawk Warren, of course, is one of the better programs in the area and in the state in Division 7. So we'll see if they have a little bit of staying power and can challenge Potosi Castro potentially. And then a rare late-season non-conference game as Darlington, who's undefeated, will host Lodi. Darlington loses a game with Abundant Life, moving to 8-player. Lodi has an open week on their schedule. They have a 7-team conference, so they don't have a game this week. So, again, kind of an interesting one that normally we wouldn't see, certainly not this time of the year, but that'll be a good one. Lodi just beat Lake Mills last week, who's a really good football team. So out in Southwest Wisconsin, those are a couple of ones that we're keeping an eye on.
And the Southwest Conference, River Valley-Platteville matchup looks to be interesting as well, doesn't it?
It does. And the way things have shaken out in the Southwest, I mean, River Valley obviously is looking like, you know, just as good of a bet as anybody at them in New Glarus at the top of the conference right now. I don't know that we ever would have, expected that coming into the season. But the Blackhawks with a big opportunity against a Platteville team that has been pretty good over the years, but is kind of scuffling a little bit this year. They just lost to New Glarus last week in a very close game. Platteville can be one of those teams that their record is maybe a little bit deceiving. They're 3-3, but they have a 2-point loss to New Glarus. They have a 1-point loss to Prairie du Chien, and then they lost to a very good Darlington team to open the season. So I don't know if we know where Platteville is at quite yet. It would not be a surprise to see them make a little bit of a run here at the end of the year and maybe not get to the conference championship level. They've already lost to New Glarus, but maybe finish in that at least towards the top of the league. But again, a tough one for River Valley having to go on the road this week.
Your old alma mater, Richland Center, celebrating homecoming against Dodgeville. Both teams could use a win this week, Travis.
Absolutely, they could. Richland Center, has not gotten the victories that they probably would have liked, especially after that win over Lancaster to open conference play, to lose three straight. Not where the Hornets would like to be. They've got a schedule that sets up favorably-ish to make a run at the end of the year. Got to get it done against Dodgeville, and then winnable games against Broadhead and Prairie du Chien to close out the season. So, they probably have to win at least two, maybe three of those games to get in the playoffs. Of course, with the new system, there's no magic number that clinches a playoff spot. There's nothing like that. It's all still relative based on where you are at compared to everybody else in your division, but we'll see if they can get it done. Like I said, I think two wins probably gets them in, but otherwise three to get in comfortably.
That was my next question. I didn't know if you'd figured it all out, but I talked to a lot of coaches, and none of them are real sure, especially those that have lost a couple of games, like what they need or what they'll be. But, I mean, judging by the number of teams that have been in the playoffs the last few years, if you go .500, you got a pretty good shot, don't you?
Yeah, there's going to be some teams that finish 5-4, maybe even 6-3, that are left out in the new playoff system. If they have a really weak schedule, It could be a challenge for those teams. It's all about your points that you get for your wins, and then also relative to the other teams in your division. Again, there's nothing that clinches you a spot, so it's all relative to the other 51 or 52 teams in your division for those 32 qualifying spots in each division. So there is a little more uncertainty. You don't have that magic number to get to, but one of the things that I tell people when they ask that question, number one, take care of your own, house, win, and that helps you. And then anybody that you beat, root for them, because that's the second part to it that comes into play in the strength of schedule component in tier two. The more wins that the teams you beat get, the more that's going to help you.
Does it matter? You mentioned scoring, like how many points you score in some of these games?
margin of victory, points scored, that is not any component to it. Never has been. That was a specific intentional conversation by the WIAA and the coaches, putting together seating for not only football but also for basketball, that they did not want margin of victory to have any determination in the playoffs. They did not want teams trying to run up the score, doing things that they otherwise would not do, maybe making some poor decisions when it comes to sportsmanship. Did not want that to be the case. So margin of victory has nothing to do with the playoff formula or qualification.
Well, hopefully, it's kind of an education for all of us, but I can still see some coaches that don't get in, disgruntled, like they have been in the past years, right?
Oh, there's going to be disgruntled coaches. We know that. There's no system that's going to make everybody happy, no matter what it would be. Ultimately, though, 90% of the coaches voted in favor of the system that we are instituting and using for the first time this year. So they saw data from previous seasons. They saw the rationale. They saw things laid out to them and said, yes, overwhelmingly, we want to do this. So there's going to be some people unhappy, no doubt about it, whether they didn't get in or they didn't get the seed that they wanted or whatever. But this was supported substantially, and it'll be something that we'll take a look at for a few years before there'll be any potential tweaks or adjustments. You got to let things play out a little bit at a macro, large scale, and then make anything from there.
Do you have anything on Bound Wisconsin documenting which teams right now are starting to qualify?
Yeah, we've been releasing unofficial playoff matrix standings and information, courtesy of Andy Lavoie, who kind of put things together for the Wisconsin Football Coaches Association. The WIAA keeps the official playoff points, and they're releasing those a little bit later in the week, but things have matched up pretty well. So you absolutely can go to boundwisconsin.com and find the playoff matrix updates. Those are posted on boundwisconsin.com every Monday evening at 7 p.m.
Well, we're getting down there, certainly a couple of weeks away from that. Volleyball starting the postseason in 2 weeks, and here we hit the ground running in October, don't we?
We do. I believe today is cross-country regionals, girls' golf regionals is what it is. Girls' golf is the first postseason event for the fall season. So, already underway with postseason and tournament playoff results, and that will just intensify here in October, as pretty much everybody will get underway in playoffs in some capacity. There will be a number of state championships that will be take place in October, so it's a sprint to the finish.
It is. We're kind of getting over the top of, all the homecoming celebrations, but fall sports, in general, it's a lot of fun to follow, isn't it?
It is. And it is interesting, of course, how homecoming set up. We have a really late one in Reedsburg, for instance. Our homecoming is next week, week 8 of the season. I've seen last year there was a team that had a week 9 homecoming, just the way their schedule fell, and they had a couple other events in town going on. So some teams get it out of the way pretty early. Sometimes obviously it's dictated by your schedule, which is set by the conference. And but homecoming is a big deal. It's a big deal for the kids. It's a big deal in the community. It's a great time to, show your spirit at the school and participate in all the great events that are going on during the day, and then the homecoming sporting events, at night throughout the week, culminating in the football game, and then usually a dance either Friday or Saturday night. So certainly a big opportunity for kids to celebrate and celebrate schools and communities.
Coming up tomorrow, kickoff time 2:30, we'll have coverage of Ithaca's homecoming game against Royal. And that right now is a pretty important game for both schools, isn't it, Travis?
It is. And that's always an interesting one, being on a Saturday with the school fair and everything going on. A different schedule. Coaches usually aren't too big a fan of that. As we've talked about before, you've got events going down, going on throughout the morning as well, and it's a big deal. You just hope it's not a distraction, because it is an important game, certainly for both teams, certainly for Ithaca. Maybe not quite the record that they had anticipated coming in at this point. Had some designs on and maybe challenging towards the top of the Scenic Bluffs. It looks like that may not be the case, sitting at 2-2 in league play right now, but they've got to start getting some wins put together. As we talked about, you know, they've already lost to Cashton, already lost to Bangor, lost to Wazika Steuben. They got to get some good wins over some good teams, and that's a perfect opportunity to do that on Saturday.
All right, Travis, always good stuff. Thanks for the update, and good luck with your Reedsburg Beavers this weekend, too.
Sounds good. Thanks, Phil. Go Hornets.
Travis Wilson from Bound, Wisconsin, here for our sports update on WRCO.
Napa Auto and Truck Parts has big deals on the products you use the most. Right now, get your 11-ounce can of Freol Deep Penetrating Oil for just $9.99. It's the best way to break through rust and grime. And when it comes to cleaning, their powerful purple power cleaner starts at just $4.49 each. Keep your engine in top condition with Seafoam starting at $8.99 each. It's all here and it's all on sale. Your local Napa Auto and Truck Parts in Richland Center in Boscobel has the parts and fluids you need to keep your vehicles running their best. Hurry in today.
Thank you for listening to our broadcast and homecoming for Richland Center. Richland Center is leading Dodgeville 21-14 at half. Also, other scores to pass along. All these are halftime scores. Prairie du Chien is leading New Glarus 20-14. Lancaster is beating Broadhead Judah 28-12. It is Riverdale shutting out Boscobel 27-0. Iowa Grant is beating River Ridge 20-16. Bangor leads Cashton 14-7. New Lisbon and Nisida are tied up at the half. Darlington leads Lodi 20-0. It's Mineral Point over Southwestern East Dubuque at the half 14-6. Belleville is shutting out Benton Scalesbound Schultzburg 14-0. Luther leads Viroqua 21-0. And Sauk Prairie leads Portage 7-0. We'll send it back to Phil Nee at Vitus Rip Field right after this.
Life is all about relationships. Shouldn't your insurance be, too? At the Gokenauer Agency, they build business one relationship at a time. Finding an agent you know and trust can make all the difference when you have a question or claim. The Gokenauer Agency is your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Call the Gokenauer Agency today to experience fast, friendly service from its local staff. For Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, they'll be there when you need them the most. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center.
Medley tonight and the flag line and everybody and director Jeff Behrens, of course, helped out by student director Leah Chambers, and a great show here at halftime. Well, Richland Center scored first with a Brady Dosh 6-yard touchdown on the team's first possession. Liam Fingerson made it 7-0. That was the score after one quarter. Braxton Staver intercepted a pass for Dodgeville near the end of the quarter, and that's among the highlights in the opening. In the second, Richland Center would be driving with the football at the end of the quarter and culminate a drive with a 50-yard Brady Dosh touchdown, and Liam Fingerson made it 14-7 with the extra point kick. After Dodgeville had scored in the first part of the second quarter, it was Isaiah Argo catching a long pass from quarterback Blake Stadola, and then it culminated in a 1-yard run by Braden Husem. The Ethan Burke kick made it 7-7. Then the Hornets scored. They would score again as Bronson Perkins, the fullback, carried it a total of 59 yards. Fingerson kicks made it to 21-7. Hornets would intercept a pass. Brenton Baker got the ball, and the Hornets had pretty good field position, but eventually forced to punt and a low snap. And Liam Fingerson, who's working back into the lineup, not really able to handle that ball, tried to run it and then lateral it, and it was picked off by Jack Graber of Dodgeville, returned about 35 yards for a touchdown, and the extra point kick by Burke made it 21-14, and that's how we stand here at halftime. Coming up, second half activities from Vitus Rip Field on Homecoming 2025 night here from WRCO and WRCO.com.
BL Signs, a full-service sign design company in Richland Center, specializes in creating all types of interior and exterior signage to meet your needs, from internally lighted aluminum sign cabinets to post and panel signs, LED channel letters, vinyl lettering, and more. BL Signs has you covered for your project, big or small. Call BL Signs today at 647-0149 to see what they can do for you. BL Signs, Richland Center.
Looking for a fresh and healthy meal? Head to Subway in Richland Center, where you can build your own sandwich with one of 8 tasty options that have 6 grams of fat or less. Prefer a wrap or salad? They've got those too. Ordering is easier than ever. Place your order ahead online through the Subway app or give them a call at 608-647-6470. Subway makes it simple to enjoy the flavors you love, fast, safe, and fresh. Open 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. Eat fresh at Subway, Richland Center.
At Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, they're bringing the old with the new, like Oliver Tractors and Holton Trumpets united. Forget the old rusty notes. They're here to jazz up your water game. So if your well water is feeling a bit out of tune, call the Water Maestros at Advanced Pump and Well. Don't let your well be a solo act. Visit Advanced Pump and Well, where laughter and water flow freely.
Got a fender bender? Don't let your insurance company steer you in the wrong direction. You get to choose where your vehicle is repaired. Choose Classic Auto Body in Spring Green, where craftsmanship meets value with a reputation for award-winning work and rates that make sense. Classic Auto Body delivers repairs you can trust. Call 588-7399 or stop by on Highway 14 in Spring Green. That's Classic Auto Body, home of the legendary Ring Brothers. Your car deserves the best.
A big thank you to all of our sponsors of the fall sports season. We'll be on hand tomorrow at Ithaca, as well as the Bulldogs take on Royal for homecoming football. 21-14, Richland Center in the lead of Dodgeville. Earlier today at the Richland Sports Boosters Duck Race, the results of the duck race, well, the first place duck was owned by Emily Walsh. So congratulations, Emily. The second-place duck was Samantha Donovan's. And the third-place duck was purchased by Michelle Klein. The Richland Sports Boosters will be contacting you to let you know how you can get your winnings. And then the last-place duck, that was owned by Nora May Baru. And that duck, well, I would guess they nicknamed it Phil Knee, because it always took me couple of class periods to run the 600-yard dash back in school. So there you go. Congratulations to the duck owners and everybody that purchased a duck from Richland Sports Boosters for today's duck run down Court Street. Well, if you're the Hornets, you keep on keeping on. They've had some big plays here tonight, trying to keep Dodgeville at bay, and really had a chance to, with the ball in pretty good field position, to maybe even score again before halftime. But that defensive touchdown by Dodgeville took a little wind out of the Hornets' sails, and coming back now, Dodgeville certainly at halftime has a lot to be looking forward to as well. They've got some opportunities, and the Hornets will kick to them to start the second half. Hope you enjoy it from WRCO. What a crowd on hand tonight, and I figured there would be, but I think maybe it's even better than what I thought. Just a lot of people that maybe, if it were a colder night or a rainy night, might not necessarily show up here at the friendly confines, but they have come out in full force tonight. So the Hornets, Liam Fingerson, will put the ball in the tee, and the Hornets will kick off from the 40-yard line. Dodgeville has two men back around the 10-yard line to accept this second-half kickoff. Awaiting the whistle from the official. Here comes the run-up and the approach and the end-over-end. It's going to be taken by Dodgeville. They're going to fake the lateral, and then the running back runs to the left side. It's number 25, Jack Graber. Spun around by the Hornets and eventually out of bounds just before the 30-yard line. So that's where he returns it, and Dodgeville will have it to begin its second half. First possession of the second half. The quarterback is Blake Stadola. Jackson jabs. Griffin Bush and Nathan Johnson do the bulk of the running. Haven't seen a lot of throws in this game, just a handful. Center is Briggs Hudson, and also Ethan Burke, Finn Fitzsimons, Elliot Jorenby, and Vinny Ceruta along the line for the Dodgers. Hornets digging in on the defense. Jake Schloam and James McGowan and Tate Perkins up front. Dosh, Grubb, and also Weiss. Kaizen Switzenberg and
So Bronson Perkins, Dodgeville running a play to the left side, getting a few out to the 35 to the 36-yard line. Brenton Baker along with Duncan Harper in the defensive secondary. And the carry for Dodgeville brings them up a little closer to a first down. It'll bring up second down and about 3 yards to go. 21-14, Richland Center in the lead. Awaiting the snap from center is the quarterback, Stadola. There's the snap. Handoff, running play, scooting off the left end. First down, Dodgeville. They break out to around the 44-yard line, their own. So Duran with the carry, and the sticks will move on. He is ushered out of bounds by Bronson Perkins. First and 10 for the Dodgers, adorned in the traveling white uniforms with the black lettering. Ball short of the 45, Dodgeville zone. Awaiting the snap from center, Stadola. Sophomore QB rolling out on the quarterback option. Hands off, and the running back is going to be smothered by the hive of Hornets. Push back to the 42-yard line. Several on the tackle for Richland Center, led by 33, Blake Muller. And Brady Dosh, second down and 11 yards to go for the Dodgers. Ball resting at the 42-yard line. Up to the football, the Dodgers. Hornets trying to dig in right now. The quarterback under center. There's a turn and a handoff for a up-the-gut run. Nothing doing, and the Hornets push him back. The runner was Braden Hewson. Nowhere to go, and a hungry gang of Hornets there pushing him back. So nice job on the tackle. Bronson Perkins back there along with Brady Dosh, and it's third down at about 12 yards to go for the Dodgers. Working the football just across their own 40-yard line. 9:45 remaining in the third quarter. Hornets leading 21-14 and a tight one tonight. Third and 13 from the 42. Dodgeville will go back to quarterback. Hit and drop from the back. He was not suspecting it. Driven back all the way to the 31-yard line. Big play by the Hornets, Blake Muller. What a nice hit. He must not have been even blocked or attempted to be blocked because he came right back. The quarterback, Stadola, had no time to set up and throw. So that'll bring up a fourth down and a long, long way. Ball is marked at the 32, and Dodgeville will bring out the punting crew. The Hornets have a man back deep to receive it around the 30-yard line. Snap from center. And the kick, or the punt, is going to hang in the air. That one is going to bound around the out-of-bounds line, stay inbounds, and then roll to around the 30-yard line. May have come out just before that, so they'll mark it at the 32, it appears. So after the punt by Dodgeville, the Hornets get it for their first possession of the second half. They've been pretty successful with some big plays and hoping perhaps for some more of those here this evening. 8:45 remaining in the third quarter of area football tonight from WRCO. Thanks to Mr. Fabulous, Tim Feed, for his halftime work. Lots of interesting scores from around the area this evening. DeSoto leading 29-14 in their game over Belmont. First down and 10 for the Hornets. Ball at their own 32. There's the snap from center. Handoff, Brady Dosh. Bumped off the left tackle. Nowhere to go, and he's going to be driven back for a loss. Good coverage by the Dodgers. Breaking through and making the tackle was Briggs Hudson. Sauk Prairie leads Portage 7-0 at half. Wisconsin Dells 14-0 up on Mauston. Mineral Point 14-6 over Southwestern East Dubuque. At last word, Riverdale was leading 27-0 over Boscobel. So we are set. We are ready. Hornets with a second down and about 10 yards to go for a first down. Ball around the 32-yard line. Jaden Sheff will operate out of the shotgun. He's got Dosh to his left. There's the snap. Handoff. Nope. Keeping it himself is Sheff. brings it to the near side, spun around, nowhere to go, and then met and dropped back around the 29-yard line, and a big hit by Nathan Johnson. So nowhere to go for the Hornet running quarterback. A designed play there, and it's going to be third down at about 12 yards to go for the Hornets. So back to the drawing board now. They haven't spent a lot of time working on pass plays, but this would be certainly a place for one. Shep back into the huddle, and the team will break it out. Third down. Hornets and Nye right around their own 30-yard line. Three wide receivers set on the far side. Schwitzenberg, Dosh, and Baker. Weiss on the near side. Shotgun snap. There it is. Back to Shep. Back to throw. Plants, fires. It's knocked away, and there's a flag. Well defended by Houston. Houston makes a nice play, and the penalty will be against the Hornets, I believe. So things were there, although it was pretty tight coverage by Dodgeville. The penalty will be declined by Dodgeville, so that'll, of course, lose the down for Richland Center. Fourth down from the 30-yard line and 12 yards to go, and Dodgeville assuming the Hornets will punt. Nathan Johnson back deep to receive, back around the 25. Liam Fingerson out to do the punting honors. Hornets' first drive kind of stalled out. There's the snap. It's low, picked up, and now the punter is going to drive it over to the right side. The ball caroms, takes a good Richland Center bounce down to the 34 of Dodgeville, and that's where Dodgeville will take over at its own 34-yard line for its second possession. We're getting down to the end of the season for high school volleyball and for soccer and for all of the sports. We talked about cross country at halftime. They'll be running in the sectional meet before you know it. Conference as well. So here we go. Hornets on the defense leading 21-14. 6:50 remaining here in the opening quarter of area high school football. From WRCO Radio, third quarter action. Time is taken as Dodgeville requesting the trainer over on its side of the field. So Bree will sprint over there. Given time to make her way, and now Dodgeville looking at the sideline, awaiting the call from the coach. Whistle starts them in motion. Now they head to the football. Hornets digging in, Dodgeville starting. First and 10 from its own 34-yard line. Trailing by a touchdown, 6:50 remaining in the third. Man in motion, there's the snap. Running play on the counter, coming off right tackle, out to the 35. Gain of about 3 yards for the running back. That is Jack Graber. Graber gets up slowly. Brady Dosh on the tackle. And Tate Perkins. Called Tate's name a lot tonight, only a sophomore. Bronson, only a freshman. And they are both contributing greatly here, along with many other Hornets. Sean Kolsch out in the defensive effort here, trying man-on-man with a one-man wide receiver set. Dodgeville's going to run it anyway. It's going to be Griffin Bush. He is stacked up right around the 38-yard line, driven back by a hive of Hornets. Dosh is there. Also pushing him back was Kolsch. And that'll bring up a third down and 4 yards to go for the Dodgers. 5:53 remaining in a quick-moving third quarter here at Avitus Ripfield. Make sure to join us tonight for Football Friday Night on WRCO Radio. Getting underway, about an hour and a half show, and then Mr. Fabulous Tim Feed with his post-game show wrapping up, putting a bow on everything in Southwest Wisconsin. Third down, Dodgeville, and less than five, and here's a pitch to the near side. The running back's going to get out for a couple of yards. There's a fumble on the play. Hornets are saying they have it at the 40-yard line. The officials are digging in, and that is a fumble recovery for the Hornets. Ball popped loose from the ball carrier, Nathan Johnson, and Richland Center will take over. There's a turnover, and the Hornets now for their second possession of the half will take over at the 41 of Dodgeville. Great field position with 5:20 remaining here in the third. Richland Center with the recovery by Blake Muller. So the ball is placed. And now the Hornets are up to the football. Back on offense. Baker splits way out on the school side. Ball in the near hash mark. Awaiting the snap from center is Shep. Shep hands off. Dosh trying to get right side. Breaks one tackle. Stiff arms another. And he rolls down to around the 34-yard line. Good gain. About 6 yards on the carry for Brady Dosh. Braden Hewsom on the tackle. Second down and 4 yards to go for the Hornets. 5 minutes remaining in the third quarter. RC driving toward the north end zone. Jaden Shep will bring the play in from the far side. Now joining the huddle. Shep under center. Two men wide to the far side. Second down and short yardage. There's the snap. Hand off for a running play up the gut. They're pushing the pile inside the 25. Yeah, let's see. Maybe not quite that far. Right around the 30-yard line. It's going to be close to the first down on the carry by Bronson Perkins. Hewsom makes the stop. And a flag flies on the sideline. Flag flies on the Dodgeville sideline on the far end. Unsportsmanlike on the Dodgeville sideline. So a first down for Richland Center, and that will extend the drive. 4:32 remaining in the third quarter. 21-14 in favor of the Hornets, trying to build on a lead here. That will move the chains again. That's inside the 20-yard line, so the Hornets are in the red zone. Sponsored by Wirtz Plumbing and Heating, where they're always heating up the competition. First down from the 15-yard line for Richland Center after the penalty yards are tacked. And now Jaden Shep will operate out of the shotgun. Long snap count. Perkins in motion. There's a snap. And Shep running. He's got nowhere to go and brought down. Super play by the Dodgeville defense. Nathan Johnson, almost like he knew the snap count. He got back there and quick-like and throws Richland Center for a 5-yard loss back at the 20-yard line. Second down and 15. Clock motivating. 3:50 to play in the third quarter. Hornets driving toward the north end zone. And now getting ready to go again. The Hornets are in the huddle. They'll break out now. Schwitzenberg on the far side splits out, along with Bronson Perkins. Brenton Baker in motion. Weiss spreads out on the near side. There's the snap to Shep. Whistles and flags. Timeout. No flag. Timeout taken by Richland Center. They were getting close to using the delay of game penalty or having that assessed, and that will do it for this series. Second down coming up in just a moment. 3:19 remaining in the third. Hornets leading by a touchdown on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Proud to serve our local community. City Utilities of Richland Center is committed to supporting our area youth. With a team of dedicated local professionals, we provide top quality service at the lowest possible cost for our water, wastewater, and electric customers. As a proud member owner of WPPI Energy, we're helping our community grow and thrive for the future. Richland Center, a public utilities community since 1880, working for you every day.
Serving the community for over 90 years. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Back in 1933, a new car only cost about $600, and a gallon of gas was around 18 cents. I'm Dylan Lewis with Richards Insurance Agency, and while we can't make the cost of gas or cars go down, we can help you with auto insurance, now offering GEICO. Contact us at richardsinsure.com or call 585-2137.
Timeout is over. Hornets will have the ball second down from the 20-yard line of Dodgeville, second and 15. Awaiting the snap is Shep. Fakes the handoff. Now rolling this side. He's going to throw on the run toward the goal line. He's got a man, and it's caught, and a touchdown, Richland Center. Hornets get in with a long touchdown bomb from Shep. Hit it on the money, and way to go. And that was Baker. Brenton Baker makes the grab, got inside the pylon and scores, and the Hornets go up 27-14. Well thrown. Shep back in the pocket, threw it confidently, and again, a real nice strike, and Baker catching it on the run. He's been becoming the favorite target. Extra point kick will be attempted by Liam Fingerson, trying to give the Hornets a 14-point lead. Shep will be the holder. There's the snap, placement, kick is on the way, and it is good. 28-14, Richland Center leads. 3:13 remaining in the third. High school football live tonight from Avitus Rip Field on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Finish your home's interior with millwork from All American Do It Center. Western Building Products offers high-quality wood trim and interior doors for your home in maple, oak, poplar, or pine. Plus molding, stairs, baseboards, crown, and columns are all available from Western Building Products. Unfinished or pre-finished woodwork is available. Ask the building materials team for Western Building Products millwork at All American Do It Center in Toma, Sparta, and Richland Center. All-American.
Hello, this is Kenny, the wannabe baker from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in downtown Richland Center. Looking for a sweet treat or a delicious lunch? Stop into Christie's. Kelly, Diane, or Claire will be more than happy to serve you. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny.
Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe is closed Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, open Wednesday through Saturday, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Hornets will kick off after the recent score, 3:13 remaining in the third, and a lead now at 28-14 for Richland Center. So back to do the kicking honors again is Liam Fingerson. Whistle sounds, and Fingerson with the hand up, make sure all of his players are in line, and here comes the approach and the end over end. Going to be taken back around the 10 by Nathan Johnson. Fakes the pitch and now runs it near side, 20, and breaks a tackle at the 25 to the 30 and bounds out of bounds around the 32-yard line. That is where the Dodgers will take over for their third possession of the evening here in the second half. 3:06 remaining in the first half. Third quarter, I should say. Richland Center led 7-0 after the first quarter. They were up 21-14 at the break. And now lead 28-14 with the first score of the second half. Dodgeville the ball at its own 33-yard line. Spending some time in the huddle now. The Dodgers with one offensive and one defensive touchdown tonight. Looking it over now is the quarterback, Blake Stadola. Hornets showing blitz. There's the snap from center. Running play right side, and the running back pushes his way out to around the 38-yard line. So a pretty good sizable gain of about 5 yards. And there's a fumble. Oh, I didn't see that. All of a sudden, in the back of the pile, the official points to Richland Center, and the Hornets recover another one. I didn't see who got it again. We were just surprised that it was down there, and a flag flies again. So flags will fly. The officials will talk it over. They're talking it over with the Hornet captain, so that's a good sign for Richland Center. Unsportsmanlike conduct on the Dodgeville sideline again. So that'll put it, again, in good field shape for the Richland Center Hornets. The official walking over to the Dodgeville sideline right now. And three officials over to talk to the head coach. The Hornets will have the football, and they have not assessed the penalty yet. But the fumble was recovered right around the 35-yard line. stops the clock with 2:55 remaining here in the third quarter. Hornets leading 28-14, and a chance to possibly capitalize on this. Getting some other scores on the Filney flip phone. Good position to check those right now as the discussion continues. Middle Point leading Southwestern East Dubuque 24-6. Belleville 14, Benton Scales Mound nothing. Sauk Prairie 14, Portage 14. Wisconsin Dells 21-6 over Mauston. Prairie du Chien leading New Glarus 20-14 at last word in the third quarter. Lancaster 34-12 over Broadhead. Might have had that one earlier. And let's see what we have here. Let's see. DeSoto leading 28-14 in that eight-player game over Belleville. Lancaster was up on Broadhead Judah, as mentioned earlier, and River Valley was leading Platteville at half, 14-7. So the officials continue to talk about it. Still not have they've not assessed a penalty against Dodgeville after the Richland Center fumble recovery. Second time that they have done that. Unfortunate breaks for Dodgeville. And the Hornets will get the ball for their third possession on the evening. So the ball will be moved ahead. And I believe there may have been an ejection. One of the things that they talked about on the far side. So someone is asked to leave, and the Hornets get the ball. That's going to be in good field position up to the 24-yard line of Dodgeville, leading 28-14 here in the contest. There's a snap from center pitch going to Brady Dosh. Cutting right side, down around the 15, cuts inside the 10, to the 5, spins around the goal line. There's a flag. I believe he got in. We'll see what all is going to happen there. Flag right around the 5-yard line. No signal yet. So time called for a moment. That is against Richland Center, and it's coming back. Evidently a holding penalty. That will put it back around the 20-yard line. Stops the clock with 2:47 remaining in the third. 28-14, Richland Center. So we kind of go back and forth with the yards for and yards against. Look forward to the Ithaca Fair and homecoming. The reports tomorrow on WRCO, and we'll be at the parade tomorrow. Always a good time. Bulldogs will be hosting Royal for their homecoming game. Richland Center up to the football. Ball right around the 20-yard line of Dodgeville. First down and 8. Back goes the quarterback. Pitches on the option. Brady Dosh cuts near side, then pinned along the sidelines and gang tackled by the Dodgers right around the 19-yard line. So the play is stopped there. That'll be a third down coming up for the Hornets. Royal actually coming from the other direction, but told the story before. One year we were announcing the parade at Ithaca, and they were playing DeSoto that day. The DeSoto bus got in the parade by accident. They came in right about the time the parade was about ready to wrap up, and all of a sudden, you know, here's a float, and here's a class, and all of a sudden, there's a bus. Oh, it's DeSoto. And I remember Ev Wick, their head coach, laughing about that and claiming that they were behind somebody that was leading a pig down the street. That wasn't true, but he embellished a little bit, I think. Hand off to Brady Dosh. Gaping hole. He's going all the way for a score. Man, what a job by that Richland center line on the right side. Oh, my. Devin Harris, his center, goes down to congratulate him. So Dosh scores again. This one of 19-yard touchdown run. And the Hornets go up 34-14 by 20. Extra point try coming up. And out to do the honors will be Liam Fingerson. Second score of this second half for Richland Center. Awaiting the snap will be Jaden Shep. He'll be the holder. back to do the honors, Liam Fingerson. Long snap count, and they're going to fake it. Back to throw is Shep. He's going to throw on the run. He's got a man wide open, and it's caught for the two-point conversion. Nice job on the fake extra point. And still waiting to see who that is. So is the PA guy. It's Kaizen Swistenberg. Everybody was wrapped around Kaizen. I couldn't see who caught it, but nice play. Fake. Jaden Shep is the holder. He rolled back, got it to Kaizen, and that makes it 36-14, Richland Center. 2:04 remaining in the third. This is high school football from WRCO Sports.
Harvest season is in full swing, and it's crucial to keep your equipment running smoothly. Arneson Service and Repair in Hill Point is here to help. Whether it's tractors, wagons, combines, or skid steers, if it's farm equipment, they'll fix it. From tire repairs and hydraulic hoses to oil changes, their skilled mechanics are ready to keep you working in the field. Call Arneson Service and Repair today, 986-4300, or visit arnesonrepair.com. Keep farming with Arnesons.
When it comes to protecting your business, you deserve coverage that's thorough, reasonable, and backed by remarkable local service. At Julie Karen State Farm, we understand that every business is unique, so we offer a wide variety of policies to fit your needs. From small shops to family farms, contractors to offices, we're here to help safeguard what you've worked hard for. Business insurance with local service you can count on, because your success is our priority. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hornets will kick off with 2:04 remaining in the third. And here is Fingerson with a kick near side, and it squirts and keeps on rolling and goes all the way to the end zone for a touchback. So it's coming out. It was just announced that Brady Dosh has gone over 1,000 yards for the season. That's pretty special. And this is the seventh game of the season. He still has two more to go, at least. And if the Hornets would make the playoffs, potentially more. But what a season he's had. Another touchdown tonight. So Dosh with a 6-yard touchdown run, a 50-yard touchdown run, and also this most recent 19-yard touchdown run. Hornets leading 36-14. Dodgeville football for their fourth possession of the half at their own 20-yard line. Dodgers getting set under center is Tadola, man in motion. And there's the handoff for a running play up the gut and enveloped by a whole bunch of Hornets. Led by number 34, Tate Perkins. Getting the job done. They'll give him a short forward progress gain. Second down coming up for the Dodgers. Down to a minute 40 remaining. Third quarter. Dodgeville up to the football. One man wide to the far side. Ball between the hash marks for Dodgeville. Hornets showing blitz. There is a running play going to the left side as the quarterback, Stadola, going to keep it himself. And rushed out of bounds, and the Hornets push him out of bounds at the last moment. Right around the first down stick, and there is a penalty on the sideline again. Let's see if it was a late hit. It was on the sideline, and they are going to discuss it again at length. Well, we've had some calls here that have been costly, mostly for Dodgeville. Unsportsmanlike conduct is against Dodgeville. On the Dodgeville sideline once again. It was very close on that sideline. I think that's probably what they were arguing, that maybe the Hornets had a late hit or kind of an aggressive push out of bounds. But nonetheless, that was not the flag. It's against Dodgeville, and it goes back inside the 20 to around the 15-yard line. A minute 17 remaining in the third, and Dodgeville backed up again. So a loss of yardage puts the ball at the 15-yard line. Dodgeville zone. This game was moving along pretty quickly, but Now, as a result, we've had a few sideline calls, and I believe, let's see, not exactly sure. There's a little question about where the ball should be spotted at. Again, it's at the 15-yard line, and what down it is the third down for Dodgeville. Clock starts in motion again, a minute 15 remaining in the third quarter. Dodgeville up to the football. One man wide to the near side, and Stadola is under center. A man in motion for the Dodgers. There's the snap. Fake handoff, quarterback option pitch. Coming to the running back on the near side. He catches, moves to the 21. Pretty good coverage by the Hornets. That was Jack Graber on the run, and Dosh brings him down. Thanks to Coach Gary Schwartz bringing me the dried apple slices. It's kind of become tradition here in the booth over the years. I call him Gary Apple Slice. But, man, he does a good job of that. River Valley leading Platteville 21-7 at the end of three. That River Valley team having a good year this year, no doubt. And so they are up in that one going into the fourth quarter. Prairie du Chien 28-21 over New Glarus. Wisconsin Dells 28-8 over Mauston after the third quarter. Riverdale with a 35-0 lead. And here is Dodgeville with a punt. That ball's going to roll. Hornets do not send a man after it. And Dodgeville's going to chase it down all the way to the 21-yard line. So turns out to be a pretty good punt by Stadola. Hornets take over for their fourth possession. They'll have it at their own 21-yard line. Down to just 3 seconds remaining in this third quarter. So we'll see if the Hornets get anything going here before the end of the third. And the Hornets head out to the field. Right now, the Hornets in the huddle. They are making a whole bunch of sales here tonight. I think the concession stand has made a killing tonight. My goodness. Last call, they just said. First down play. There's the snap from center. Handoff, Brady Dosh. Squirts ahead, squirts through, cuts back. 40, out to around the 45. Dances to the near side. Then stiff arms another man and makes his way all the way to the 44. Brady Dosh, rambling, gambling. All the way to the 45-yard line. Brought down by number 9, Jackson Jabs, and the last play of the fourth, or of the third. We go to the fourth next after three. Hornets 36 and Dodgeville 14. You're listening to High School Homecoming Football from WRCO Radio Sports.
Hey, Bert, did you know it's your choice as a property owner to choose your title insurance company?
No, Holly, I didn't know that. How does that work?
As a property owner, you pay for any title insurance in a refinance or sale transaction on your property. So if refinancing or selling your home, please tell your lender or realtor to contact Southwest Title LLC at 608-647-8841 or stop in at 168 North Main Street for competitive rates on all your title needs.
We look forward to serving you.
On the go? Make Richland Mobile Mart your go-to stop. Fuel up your day with fresh coffee, donuts, and hot breakfast sandwiches. Need a quick meal? Grab a take-and-bake pizza, kitchen-fresh sandwiches, salads, cookies, and more, all ready when you are. And don't forget your favorite beer, wine, and other liquor selections. Keep your ride clean with their touch-free automatic or self-serve car wash. Conveniently located on Highway 14, Richland Mobile Mart, West Side, Richland Center.
Welcome back to Avitus Rip Field. We are into the fourth quarter now, 36-14. Richland Center with the lead. They score two third-quarter touchdowns. Jaden Shep to Brenton Baker, a 20-yard touchdown pass, and Brady Dosh, a 19-yard run. Jaden Shep throwing to Kaizen Schwitzenberg for the two-point conversion. And the Hornets up 36-14. Dodgeville has not scored in the second half. Hornets with a ball in their eye that started on their own 21-yard line. They're at the 36-yard line, their own. There's the snap. Jaden Shep rolls to the near side, throwing for a wide-open Kaizen Schwitzenberg. He's got it. Down to the 20, down to the 15, inside the 10. Kaizen Schwitzenberg brought down by Griffin Bush. He was so wide open. So Schwitzenberg hauls it in, and the Hornets go through the air. And the ball is going to be marked around the 9-yard line in the red zone again. Sponsored by the good folks at Wirtz Plumbing and Heating, the hometown name you can trust. Hornets have busted into the red zone with a big play on the pass. And now the ball is marked first and goal inside the 10-yard line of Dodgeville. Jaden Shep looks it over. There's the snap from center, handoff to Baker. Baker is rustled back in the backfield and brought down by the jersey. Good play by Blake Stadola. Baker thrown for a loss back at the 13-yard line of Dodgeville. So the Hornets will explore other options now as they go back to the huddle. Richland Center moving and grooving here. The play comes in from Jaden Shep on the near side. RC has done a good job again tonight of controlling the clock. Tomorrow, as warm as it will be, they may have to give extra timeouts for water breaks on a warm day. In motion is Dosh. Here's the quarterback handing off near side, and Baker is wrapped up and dropped again.